This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. The United Nations Security Council is meeting at this hour to consider evidence that, according to the United States, shows that Iraq possesses weapons of mass destruction. Secretary of State Colin Powell is trying to persuade council members that they've given Iraq enough time to disarm. He's arguing the Bush administration's case that the Iraqis are deceiving the UN weapons inspectors and violating their UN obligations.
This council placed the burden on Iraq to comply and disarm, and not on the inspectors to find that which Iraq has gone out of its way to conceal for so long. Inspectors are inspectors. They are not detectives.
Joining me now is NPR's Michelle Kellerman. Good morning.
Good morning.
What else has Powell said about Iraq's cooperation with UN inspectors?
Well, the title page of his report, which came up on this big screen, was Iraq failing to disarm. So everything he's been laying out is trying to make that case. And the whole point of his presentation up to now has been that the Iraqis are deceiving the weapons inspectors that the UN sent in there. He kept insisting that the U.S. case is based on facts.
The material I will present to you comes from a variety of sources. Some are U.S. sources and some are those of other countries. Some of the sources are technical, such as intercepted telephone conversations and photos taken by satellites. Other sources are people who have risked their lives to let the world know what Saddam Hussein is really up to. I cannot tell you everything that we know, but what I can share with you, when combined with what all of us have learned over the years, is deeply troubling.
Now, you'll remember that the administration took a long time to decide what to declassify and present here. And Powell, by the way, is there at the Security Council along with CIA Director George Tenet, who's just behind him as he makes out this case.
What is Powell presented to back his assertions?
Well, as he promised, he did play some tapes of intercepts. One of them was a conversation on November 26th of last year, and that he said was right before the inspections resumed. Now, Powell played the tape of two men. He said they were senior officers, a colonel and a brigadier general of the Republican Guard. And after listening to the tape and showing the translations of what was said on a large TV screen, he went over it verbally with the council members.
Let me pause and review some of the key elements of this conversation that you've just heard between these two officers. First, they acknowledge that our colleague Mohammed El-Baradei is coming, and they know what he's coming for, and they know he's coming the next day. He's coming to look for things that are prohibited. He is expecting these gentlemen to cooperate with them and not hide things. But they're worried. We have this modified vehicle. What do we say if one of them sees it? What is their concern? Their concern is that it's something they should not have, something that should not be seen. The general is incredulous. You didn't get a modified. You don't have one of those, do you? I have one. Which? From where? From the workshop. From the Al-Kindi company. What? From Al-Kindi. I'll come to see you in the morning. I'm worried you all have something left. We evacuated everything. We don't have anything left. Note what he says. We evacuated everything. We didn't destroy it. We didn't line it up for inspection. We didn't turn it into the inspectors. We evacuated it to make sure it was not around when the inspectors showed up. I will come to you tomorrow. The Al-Kindi Company. This is a company that is well known to have been involved in prohibited weapons systems activity.
Now, Secretary Powell said this tape and another similar one that he played showed that the inspectors are getting caught in this cat-and-mouse game again and that the Iraqis are hiding information. And to prove that point, he also showed some satellite pictures, close-ups of what he said were active chemical munitions bunkers. He also showed some satellite pictures of what he said was Iraq concealing evidence just before the inspections began, and he gave several examples.
At this ballistic missile site on November 10th, we saw a cargo truck preparing to move ballistic missile components. At this biological weapons-related facility on November 25th, just 2 days before inspections resumed, this truck caravan appeared, something we almost never see at this facility, and we monitor it carefully and regularly. At this ballistic missile facility, again, 2 days before inspections began, five large cargo trucks appeared, along with the truck-mounted crane, to move missiles. We saw this kind of house cleaning at close to 30 sites. Days after this activity, the vehicles and the equipment that I've just highlighted disappear, and the site returns to patterns of normalcy. We don't know precisely what Iraq was moving, but the inspectors already knew about these sites, so Iraq knew that they would be coming. We must ask ourselves, why would Iraq suddenly move equipment this nature before inspections if they were anxious to demonstrate what they had or did not have?
Now, Secretary Powell also brought up another issue that the Bush administration has been focusing on for weeks, and that is that the Iraqis are not allowing scientists to have private interviews with the inspectors. And he talked about how inspectors found documents at the houses, the private houses of some of the scientists.
Thanks to intelligence they were provided, the inspectors recently found dramatic confirmation of these reports. When they searched the home of an Iraqi nuclear scientist, they uncovered roughly 2,000 pages of documents. You see them here being brought out of the home and placed in UN hands. Some of the material is classified and related to Iraq's nuclear program. Tell me, answer me, are the inspectors to search the house of every government official, every Ba'ath Party member, and every scientist in the country to find the truth, to get the information they need to satisfy the demands of our council?
So as you can hear, Powell is presenting quite a dramatic presentation anyway, backed up with satellite photos, backed up with intercepts, and he kept insisting that, you know, this is not just the U.S. argument, these are hard facts, this is the intelligence that we have and that we're able to share with you.
Why is this presentation so crucial now?
Well, several council members have been arguing that the inspectors just need more time. They just started. We have to keep on this. The Bush administration says the Iraqis were given their final test in Resolution 1441 and that they failed these tests. And the Bush administration, as you know, is inching toward a decision on whether to go to war to forcibly disarm Saddam Hussein. So this presentation is partly aimed at the Security Council members to get them prepared to either pass a new resolution authorizing the use of force or at least persuade them that, you know, more inspections won't work. And, you know, this isn't only aimed at the council members, by the way. This is also to try to reach the public at large, because opinion polls do show that there will be much more support for military action if the Security Council authorizes force in some way. So Secretary Powell hopes to be very persuasive on that front.
Powell seems to be investing a lot of his political capital in this speech.
He is indeed. And also, if you look at his schedule for the day after the Security Council session, there's a working lunch, and he's having meeting after meeting, 15-minute sessions with just about every council member to try to get their feedback on this. By most accounts, also, you'll remember that it was Powell who persuaded President Bush to take this issue to the Security Council in the first place. So he invested a lot of time and energy to get the most recent Security Council resolution passed, 1441. That was passed unanimously, so it was a big victory for Powell. So now he has a lot of work ahead to see if they're going to seek a second resolution.
Who speaks next?
Well, later today, I mean, after Powell speaks, all the council members will have a chance to respond, and they decided at the beginning of this session that the Iraqi ambassador will have a chance to speak. This is not necessarily the end game, because there's another inspector's report scheduled in mid-February.
NPR's Michelle Kellerman.